This coffee. You can have it.
Have to go. Ruth got to her feet, unfastening her robe. Time to go to work.
Already?
Sure, you lucky bum. Wish I could sit around.
Ruth moved toward the bathroom, running her fingers through her long black hair.
When you work for the government, you start early.
But you get off early, Ed pointed out. He unfolded the Chronicle, examining the sporting green. Well, have a good time today. Don't type any wrong words, any double entendres. The bathroom door closed as Ruth shed her robe and began dressing. Ed yawned and glanced up at the clock over the sink. Plenty of time, not even 8. He sipped more coffee and then rubbed his stubbled chin. He would have to shave. He shrugged lazily. 10 minutes, maybe. Ruth came bustling out in her nylon slip, hurrying into the bedroom.
I'm late.
She rushed rapidly around, getting into her blouse and skirt, her stockings, her little white shoes. Finally, she bent over and kissed him.
Goodbye, honey. I'll do the shopping tonight.
Goodbye. Ed lowered his newspaper and put his arm around his wife's trim waist, hugging her affectionately. You smell nice. Don't flirt with the boss. Ruth ran out the front door, clattering down the steps. He heard the click of her heels diminish down the sidewalk. She was gone. The house was silent. He was alone. Ed got to his feet.